news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, another chilly start, but a warm-up on the way. 40 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second, plus top news stories of the day straight ahead. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Again, State Troopers still on the scene. I-10 westbound around the 10-mile marker near McDonald Road. They've got an accident. It's off to the side of the road, but just be careful. Traffic backing up in that area. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit in Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
Paid not attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the weed killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup weed killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
709 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams. Kane on the way with a traffic update here shortly. And three big things, top news stories of the day. Over the weekend, a man killed in a fight in a shooting at a West Mobile bar. More details on the way on that. Also, Nancy Pelosi inviting President Trump to testify as new witnesses prepare. It's another week, week two of impeachment TV out of Washington. We'll give you details on that coming up. Plus, a tough weekend for Alabama football teams. One of them losing, a key player.
Yeah, Tua now out for the season after dislocating his right hip. He is scheduled for surgery today in Houston. And good news is it doesn't look like it's going to be career-ending. They're now saying maybe a 6 to 8 month recovery process.
All right, more details on the way in sports with Dalton. Plus, Dr. Bill's got a full breakdown of our work week weather. And eight witnesses scheduled to testify this week before the House Intelligence Committee. They're spearheading the impeachment probe. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
One of the high-profile witnesses will be Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. Democratic Representative Sean Maloney tells ABC's This Week Sondland's testimony is key.
Ambassador Sondland, who at the president's instruction told the Ukrainians either go to a microphone and announce an investigation of the Bidens or there will not be military assistance. That is solicitation of a bribe.
And why is that so bad?
That is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
Gordon Sondland gave a closed-door deposition to the committee and later amended his testimony.
I don't know why he decided to ultimately come clean.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy on CNN State of the Union.
Mr. Sondland has to decide whether his primary loyalty is to America or whether his primary loyalty is to the President of the United States.
Democratic Representative Jim Himes on Fox News Sunday says this may go beyond a simple question of loyalty.
It was not lost on Ambassador Sondland what happened to the President's close associate Roger Stone for lying to Congress, to Michael Cohen for lying to Congress.
The truth, according to Republican Representative Jim Jordan, is that there was no quid pro quo, no bribery, no anything.
There's all kinds of talk about things, but it didn't happen.
Jordan made his comments on CBS's Face the Nation. He was backed up by Republican Senator Ron Johnson on NBC's Meet the Press. And Johnson says this whole thing boils down to the whistleblower who brought the matter to light.
This never would have been exposed, that funding would have been restored, and our relationship with Ukraine would be far better off than it is today.
On ABC's This Week, Republican Representative Chris Stewart said that's why the American people need to hear from the whistleblower.
How in the world can you impeach the President of the United States and never hear from the person who started that process?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CBS's Face the Nation she will not allow President Trump to bully the whistleblower who is protected by federal law.
I will make sure he does not intimidate the whistleblower.
Pelosi says the president has already taken great pains to intimidate others, including former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, who testified in open session on Friday.
The president is basically telling her during her testimony is that there may be consequences to you and your family and your paycheck if you don't shut up.
Senator Chris Murphy on CNN talking about tweets the president sent out while Yovanovitch was testifying.
I would prefer he not provide that type of tweet.
But Senator Ron Johnson on NBC says the tweet was not impeachable. Many are asking, how long will this go on?
It is self-evident that we have open hearings for the next week.
And then, says Speaker Pelosi on CBS, we'll have to see. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
More discussion on that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. That's also our text line open and waiting for you right now. Coming up, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, Larry Kirby from LCM checking in soon. And Dalton's got sports coming up next.
Summer's over, but the shelves at Allegri Farm Market are brimming with fruits and veggies that are at their peak in fall. Collards, turnips, Baldwin County sweet juicy satsumas, and plenty of baking pumpkins. For the flavors and colors of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A bar fight ended in a shooting and a death over the weekend. Mobile police were called to Alabama's Bar and Lounge on Airport Boulevard just before midnight Saturday. They found 31-year-old Michael Beasley shot and killed. A 21-year-old suspect was also shot. Neighbors say the bar has been a trouble spot. Police have not yet identified the suspect. The cause of a deadly house fire in Bay Minette is under investigation. That fire started around 4 o'clock at a home on South Bowler Avenue, just off Highway 59 Saturday morning. 23-year-old Chase Daniel was found inside and taken to North Baldwin Infirmary, where he later died from his injuries. The fire is under investigation, but officials believe it was likely an accident. In Clark County, the Grove Hill Police Department says they're investigating after a man reportedly tried to rape a nurse. Grove Hill police say they were called to Grove Hill Memorial Hospital late Friday night and arrested 20-year-old Darrell Carson. He was charged with attempted rape and assault and booked into the Clark County Jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Oh, an even busier week than normal here at FM Talk 106.5 as we got to Thursday. A lot of stuff happening. First of all, we will draw for the grand prize winner for our Go Play Outside sweepstakes. Almost $9,000 worth of goodies for you, and that means you just got a couple days to get your name in the registration boxes and hopefully win.
Yeah, you've still got time, and we've got those locations and their addresses on our Facebook page and website, fmtalk1065.com. So a couple days left to get out there and get your name in the entry box, and we will draw on Thursday an award that nearly $9,000 prize package to one very lucky person.
Cha-ching, man. It's awesome. Also coming up on Thursday, the AL1 congressional debate that is being put on by FM Talk 106.5. We are going to do the debate from 6 to 8. Our coverage is from 6 to 8. Right, 6 to 7:30, the actual debate portion, about a 30-minute recap at the end of the debate. We are live at the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw. Love for you to come out and be there live, but if not, you'll be able to listen to it on FM Talk 106.5 and also on our website, fmtalk1065.com, on the stream and other social media platforms, plus WKRG is going to put it on TV starting at 6 as well. I'm going to be moderating with my buddy Peter Albrecht, so that is happening Thursday, 6 p.m. Get there 5:15, 5:30, get parked, come on in and visit for a second, then get ready for the debate. Hear from the Republicans that want to be your next House of Representatives rep, and they're going to be all of them. Five of them that want to be in. They're all going to be there, going to be on stage answering questions. Speaking of which, if you got a question you want asked during that debate, time is ticking here for you to get it in by email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. You send it to Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, at fmtalk1065.com.
Or just drop it to our text line, 343-0106. When you do, put something on there like debate or debate question, helps us sort those things out when we get those questions lined up. But that is Thursday, live at the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw and here on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Bailey's TV and T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's game day for Auburn basketball against Colgate. Samir Dowdy is coming off a career-high 33-point performance Friday against Cal State Northridge.
When we was warming up, I couldn't make a shot. It was crazy. And our assistant coach Steve told me, like, go down on the other court and just told the manager, like, hey, get him set shots and just let him get the shoe in. And I told him when we came in to meet with coach, like, I'm feeling good tonight, coach. And I was able to make our first three, and I just felt good. I just felt like I was in a rhythm, man. I was going to continue to stay aggressive, man.
Dowdy and the Tigers tip at 7 tonight. Network coverage starts at 6:30. Protect your car's home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Gus Malzahn on the Regions Bank postgame show with me after Saturday's game with Georgia.
Obviously, it was an extremely tough loss. I'm real proud of our players, our fans. They hung in there with us. It was not pretty until the fourth quarter, and we got momentum going. We scored twice, got the ball down, I guess, 23-yard line. We had a catch. They overruled it. Looked like an NFL catch to me. That was a tough deal. But our guys, they're great competitors. We're disappointed. That's a good team, but we had some chances. We had a turnover. They didn't have a turnover. Field position was big, especially in the first half. You know, we played backed up quite a bit. But in the fourth quarter, we got some momentum, and our crowd was unbelievable. They hung in there with us, and we fought till the end.
Auburn is ranked 16th this week, headed into Saturday's game against Samford. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
T. Bachelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs, 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Specialties TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen. Perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing Mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
This information update brought to you by the Carry Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingens Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingens Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Bailey's TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen. Perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing Mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still working in accident. I-10 westbound at the 10-mile marker near McDonald Road. Also, I-65 northbound between I-165 and the Chickasaw exit. You've got the right shoulder blocked off. Wreckers are heading there now. It's been a good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas by dropping off an unwrapped new toy at Spring Hill Toyota, Aaron's Rent-to-Own in Tillman's Corner, Serpents of Bienville on Government Street, and CBD America on Old Shell Road and Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Just about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our work week forecast. A little warming trend in the mix. Then some rain coming up. But we had a beautiful weekend. Maybe we'll enjoy a few more days of this. We'll talk to him at 735. I'm Sean Sullivan. That's Dalton Orwig. And we're turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106. Plus plenty of texts coming in now. You can text anytime. And some debate questions coming in as well. That AL1 congressional debate, that is going to be Thursday night from 6 to 7:30, our broadcast from 6 to 8 from the J.C. Davis Auditorium. And get your questions texted in, because we're probably going to have to put that list to bed by today. Mm-hmm. I got to work with my co-moderator, Peter Albrecht, and all that. So get your questions in. And we're getting everything assembled, and then we'll be rolling with those on Thursday night. All five Republican candidates will be there for this debate. Love to see you there in person. More details on our website and our Facebook page and on the Twitter feed. All right, it is the holiday season. Obviously, we are just closing in on Thanksgiving very quickly. Give yourself a gift this holiday season. the gift of clean, and better yet, the gift of time. You do that with the maids. I've told you the maids referred for a reason. I have so many reasons to refer you to them. A house that looks perfect during the holiday season means so much. Now, you're making messes, you're cooking, you're getting decorations in and out of boxes, right? You're dragging those out of the attic. The kids are doing their thing, messing it up. I get it. I mean, that's my lifestyle too. But you want that house to look perfect if family or friends come over. Maybe you're having a holiday party. You can have a Christmas party, or you're hosting Thanksgiving. Whatever it is, you got to have that house looking great, but you have less time than ever during the holidays. That's why you bring the maids in to get it done. You get a free estimate right now from the maids, the people that clean our house, the maids. 344-6626. So remember that number, 344-6626, or you could Google the maids in Mobile, but that free estimate, 344-6626. And they have been doing the in-depth clean, the white glove test kind of clean on our house, baseboards, doorknobs, tops of refrigerators, behind, everywhere. Mm-hmm. The in-depth clean. Actually, I have a 22-step cleaning process, ensuring that you have a healthy home and a great cleaning process that gives you that peace of mind and that time during the holidays or the other months of the year. Check them out and get that free estimate. The maids, 344-6626. All right, coming up, we'll get into a little bit of what is tomorrow and Wednesday, another week of impeachment TV coming out of Washington. Gordon Sondland, I guess most people are waiting for that on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, you know,
that's
there's the
big hitter, they think.
There's a lot of talk about star witnesses and those first two, Kent and Taylor, that they had last week. I guess a lot of people assumed that the first two leadoff batters would be the biggest witnesses.
I did.
And things changed actually during that testimony when Bill Taylor revealed that, I guess, one of his staffers had overheard a telephone conversation between President Trump and Gordon Sondland, and they mentioned what they thought they heard on that television on that telephone conversation. I think there's been two more instances where people said they also heard it. Well, that's all hearsay until mm-hmm. we hear from the man who was allegedly on the other end of the phone call from President Trump. That's Gordon Sondland, who's coming up on Wednesday. So to me, that makes that the most important testimony on the Democrats' side. They need, if they want this impeachment trial to happen, they need Sondland to corroborate what went down allegedly in that phone call.
Now, of course, there's the impeachment proceedings, and then there's what this is being used for politically, to fundraise out there on both sides, and also to try to diminish President Trump going into 2020. Speaking of the 2020 cycle, former senator from Alabama, former attorney general of these United States, Jeff Sessions joins us on Midday Mobile live in studio in the noon hour today. We'll talk to him about that Senate race. So y'all tune in.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Pensacola woman is facing charges after driving under the influence. Florida Highway Patrol says 45-year-old Stacy Paros crashed into a trooper's car Saturday night after failing to move over into another lane. Paros has been charged with DUI with property damage and cited for violating the state's move over law. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is in Houston to undergo surgery after dislocating his right hip during the game against Mississippi State. Dr. Lyle Kane says the Crimson Tide's quarterback is scheduled to have hip surgery sometime today. Tua will be out for the rest of the season as he focuses on recovering. Officials with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office are looking for a missing man who may need medical attention. 23-year-old Judah Puckett was last seen Sunday. If you know where he might be, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler will be in Alberta today to host a ribbon cutting for the new wing of the Alberta High School. The ceremony begins at 11:30 this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sean Sullivan for Mike Ford's Liberty Safes, and it's back. 18 months, 0% interest with approved credit just in time for Christmas. Come by Mike Ford's today and get a Liberty Safe to protect your valuables from theft and fire. With over 200 safes in stock, you won't be disappointed. While shopping, register to win a Liberty 24 gun safe loaded with free accessories, no purchase necessary. Drawing will be held on Black Friday. Get 18 months, 0% financing now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 in Moffitt, just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
A family gathering turned deadly in Fresno, California last night.
When Deputy Chief Michael Reed says someone walked up to the party and opened fire.
They fired into the backyard where most of the people were in this party, striking 10 people in the course of that gunshot.
Four were killed, six wounded. Reed says the victims were all Asian males, and part of the investigation will focus on possible gang affiliations. I'm Jim Roop.
In Hong Kong, protesters are denouncing police action against a student siege on a college campus.
They're comrades, and that's what they call them. They're comrades. Their brothers and sisters are trapped inside this university, and they cannot get out.
There's Anna Corin. Hong Kong police are calling on those barricaded inside the city's Polytechnic University to surrender and face justice. In Washington, impeachment hearings enter a second week. Eight witnesses are set to testify about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Trump says the process is a witch hunt. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Ford versus Ferrari raced to a $31 million debut at the box office and a number one finish that counted as a win for big budget originality. The racing drama entered the weekend with strong reviews and Oscar buzz for its leads, Christian Bale and Matt Damon, and audiences gave it an A+ cinema score. Not so good, though, for Elizabeth Banks' Charlie's Angels reboot. The Kristen Stewart-led film opened below expectations with only $8.6 million. United Airlines is pushing off plans to fly the 737 MAX until March, aligning with timing previously announced by Southwest and American Airlines. United had previously aimed to resume MAX flights in January, but has removed the plane from its schedule until March 4th. The airline says it would continue to monitor the regulatory process and make necessary adjustments. Estee Lauder says it has signed its largest renewable energy contract globally, a move that reflects the company's commitment to address climate change and work toward using only green energy. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35 and time to talk to Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
A pretty weekend. Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, in fact, we almost made it to 70 yesterday afternoon and started out at 37 in the morning and nearly 70 by mid-afternoon. We get another mild day today. We could make it up to 70, at least into the upper 60s. And just a light wind out of the northwest, so another nice day. Now, tonight we'll cool down into the lower 40s under clear skies, and then tomorrow we should make it to 70 and plenty of sunshine. And this nice weather will continue into the middle of the week, Wednesday, sunny, about 72. And then a few clouds come in, but still not bad for Thursday, about 75 degrees, so we're gradually moving above normal in a while. After that, we got some rain in the forecast. Friday, mostly cloudy and a chance of a few showers developing in the afternoon and into the evening. But the high on Friday, about 75 degrees. On Saturday, a cold front will move down into the southern areas of Mississippi and Alabama, and then sort of stall, and a low pressure area will form along that front. So we got a good chance for showers on Saturday with a high in the upper 60s. And then the colder weather comes in, at least cooler weather, let's call it, sunny, and a high of 62 degrees on Sunday. So it looks like it'll be a 50-50 weekend, and the best weather will be on Sunday.
All right. And those who thought, like in the national media, that hurricane season was over, like, I don't know, October 1, there's something in the tropics you're watching.
Yeah, actually, northeast of the Windward and Leeward Islands, out on the Atlantic, several hundred miles out, there is a cluster of thunderstorms that seems to be developing, and it's possible that it could become a tropical depression or even a minimal tropical storm over the next couple of days. It's moving to the northwest and then expected to turn to the north, and it's not going to threat any land area. If it does become a named storm, it will probably last for a day or two, and then it will run into areas that are rather hostile for tropical storm activity. So no threat to any land area.
Just something of note, just to check off the box, and here it is, second half of November, and you got a storm.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. And by the way, yeah, I'm bummed out about that Saturday thing, too. That's opening day of rifle deer season. But, you know, that's why they make rain jackets.
That's exactly right.
That, you know, I mean, that's not going to stop me.
That's why they cost so much.
That's right. What, rain jackets or rainy days?
The rain jackets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 7:37, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, working an accident at Spring Hill into East I-65 Service Road without injuries. Also at Moffitt and Howes Ferry, another one without injuries. State troopers are clear, but we do have some delays. I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes Road and Highway 90. No problems across the Bayway at the Causeway. Thanksgiving at the Battle House. No cooking required for you. Enjoy a Thanksgiving buffet in the majestic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 3. $65 per person, half off for ages 6 to 12. Reservations call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet professional sales coach Jeff Brinson of Southwestern Consulting. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Jeff Brinson has energy, enthusiasm, and positivity oozing out of him. He offers his consulting services across the nation, and listen to his target market, people who have some spirituality to them and who like to talk sports. Not a demographic group, not a company size, not a revenue range. And what does it take to be a successful salesperson? Per Jeff, it's only three things. One, make no excuses. Two, continuous learners, or as he calls it, students of the game. And finally, number three, action-oriented. No sitting around. Jeff's powerful. And you'll hear him get me fired up when you listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
A constitutional republic, if you can keep it.
Words from Benjamin Franklin. Do your part. Hear the candidates during the AL1 Republican Congressional Debate from J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw.
Presented by FM Talk 106.5, along with WKRG-TV5.
Thursday, November 21st from 6 till 8, with moderators Sean Sullivan and Peter Albrecht. Hear from all 5 candidates at the AL1 Republican Debate. Brought to you in part by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and Cart Doctor on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sports on the way. We'll talk about what was a tough weekend for teams in Alabama over the weekend. We had a win and a loss, but a loss nonetheless with the quarterback. That's coming up in sports with Dalton in just a second. Right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and he's talking my favorite subject, inventory. Hey, Larry.
Morning, John. Yes, we got plenty of inventory. We talked the other day, and it's growing daily, so we've got great selections. Matter of fact, we just traded in over the weekend one of your specialties. It's not a four-wheel drive, but it's a 2017 Toyota Kona crew cab SR5, 20,000 miles.
Wow, that's like barely driven. Let's talk about this. Whether it's a unicorn like those Toyota trucks or others, if you don't have one on the lot, y'all will go looking for it for us.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we got two last week for some folks that we've been looking for quite a while. Actually, sometimes it's a lengthy process. Sometimes we can do it in 24 hours.
Okay, well, let's get the process started by coming out and seeing you. Give us directions.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 742, we'll check sports and news coming up next.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your every day can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Every Day Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A bar fight ended in a shooting and a death over the weekend. Mobile police were called to Alabama's Bar and Lounge on Airport Boulevard just before midnight Saturday. They found 31-year-old Michael Beasley shot and killed. A 21-year-old suspect was also shot. Neighbors say the bar has been a trouble spot. Police have not yet identified the suspect. The cause of a deadly house fire in Bay Minette is under investigation. That fire started around 4 o'clock at a home on South Bowler Avenue, just off Highway 59 Saturday morning. 23-year-old Chase Daniel was found inside and taken to North Baldwin Infirmary, where he later died from his injuries. The fire is under investigation, but officials believe it was likely an accident. In Clark County, the Grove Hill Police Department says they're investigating after a man reportedly tried to rape a nurse. Grove Hill police say they were called to Grove Hill Memorial Hospital late Friday night and arrested 20-year-old Daryl Carson. He was charged with attempted rape and assault and booked into the Clark County Jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning. This is Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. Time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. But first, some traffic information coming through on the FM Talk 106.5 text line. We encourage you to send any traffic information you have to 251-343-0106. A concrete truck apparently rolled over in a ditch on Highway 181 in Daphne between County Road 64 and County Road 104 by the Oldfield subdivision. Texter says emergency vehicles not on site yet, backing up the southbound lane and slowing down the northbound lane. Once again, that's a concrete truck rolled over in a ditch on Highway 181 between County Road 64 and 104. 7:46, time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's season ended on Saturday in the second quarter of the Tide's 38-7 win over Mississippi State. Tagovailoa suffered a dislocated right hip with 3 minutes remaining before halftime when he was brought down by two Bulldogs defenders while rolling to his left on a third down play. Yesterday, Alabama team surgeon Dr. Lyle Kane said in a statement that Tua is scheduled to have hip surgery today in Houston. Kane reiterated that the team expects the star quarterback to eventually make a full recovery. The 6 to 8 month range is what's being discussed. Tua was a game time decision entering that game against the Bulldogs after he dealt with soreness in his right ankle following last week's loss to LSU. Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban said after the game that he did not think the injury was related to the ankle injury.
You know, we can second guess ourselves, you know, all we want. We told Mac to warm up. We're going to go 2 minutes for the half. You know, Tua wanted to play in the game. And so, you know, I don't really make a lot of decisions based on, you know, worrying about guys getting hurt.
Tua's season-ending injury occurred while Alabama was leading 35-7. At that time, he was 14 for 18 passing for 256 yards and two touchdowns. The latest Associated Press poll was released yesterday following week 12 of the college football season. LSU remained number one in the top 25, receiving 54 first-place votes after beating Ole Miss 58-37. Number two, Ohio State, and number three, Clemson, maintained their spots following blowout wins over Rutgers and Wake Forest. Georgia moved up one place to number four after beating Auburn in Auburn 21-14. Alabama dropped one spot to number five despite the win in Starkville. Oregon stayed steady at number six. Utah moved up one spot to number seven. Oklahoma jumped two spots to number eight after the Sooners had a 25-point rally to beat the previously undefeated Baylor Bears 34-31. Penn State remains ranked ninth, and Florida moved up one spot to number 10. The Auburn Tigers fell three spots to number 16 after suffering their third loss of the year, and Texas A&M moved back into the rankings at number 24 after defeating South Carolina 30-6. In the NFL yesterday, the New Orleans Saints beat Tampa Bay 34-17 to get back in the win column, pushing their NFC South leading record to 8-2. Saints quarterback Drew Brees had a great game, going 28 for 35 with three touchdowns, and the New Orleans defense got four interceptions off of Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston. The Atlanta Falcons won their second in a row, routing Carolina 29-3. Baltimore crushed Houston 41-7, with Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson throwing for 222 yards and four touchdowns. New England beat Philadelphia 17-10. Dak Prescott passed for 444 yards and three touchdowns, leading Dallas past Detroit 35-27. Minnesota rallied from a 20-0 deficit to beat Denver 27-23. And the LA Rams beat Chicago 17-7 on Sunday Night Football. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch pulled away late in the Ford EcoBoost 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway to win his second NASCAR Cup Series championship. Busch edged two other Joe Gibbs teammates, who were among the four title contenders entering the championship race, Martin Truex Jr. and Denny Hamlin, whose pit crews each made critical blunders that took them out of contention. The fourth finalist, Kevin Harvick, challenged for the lead at various points of the race, but could not contend late. Truex finished in second, 4 seconds behind Busch after he dominated the first half of the race. Eric Jones, who was not among the title contenders, finished in third. Harvick finished fourth, followed by Joey Logano. It was the fifth victory of the 2019 season for Busch, and the win also gave him 56 career Cup Series wins, giving him sole possession of ninth on the career list, one ahead of Rusty Wallace. 10 minutes till 8, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger.
piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we're still seeing delays I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes Road and Highway 90. Clearing an accident off of Spring Hill and the East I-65 service road without injuries. Also at Moffitt and House Ferry. Watch for the school zones again, back it down to 15 miles an hour. Market in the Park is back one final Saturday, this Saturday the 23rd, from 7:30 in the morning till noon downtown at Cathedral Square. Stop by for locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Jeff Sessions announces his run for U.S. Senate. What does this mean for other Republican candidates? How will President Trump react? Your source for the latest on the Alabama Senate race is FM Talk 1065.
Yeah, and set a reminder there in the calendar to join us. Well, you should set it for every noon, every weekday at noon for Midday Mobile. Today, specifically, it's Jeff Sessions talking with us about his run for Senate. We'll get into that. And also, as we're talking about elections in 2020 and Decision 2020, FM Talk 1065 is putting on the AL1 Republican debate for the House. So, of course, Sessions, we're talking Senate today. But on Thursday, the five folks that want to be the Republican nominee for AL1 will be debating at the J.C. Davis Auditorium. So, first of all, I want you to listen on FM Talk 106.5 always. That's what we do. Mm. But I'd love to see you in person as well. There's an Eventbrite link we have on our Facebook page, and do we have it up on, I have it on the Twitter feed as well. And if you need, if you're not on social media, you can just email Dalton at FMTalk1065.com or Sean, spelled the fast way, S-E-A-N, at FMTalk1065.com, and we'll send you that link. It's a free ticket, but the people, and I get it, the people, we started this thing, and they're like, whoa, Sullivan, we need some measure. And so the Eventbrite, you go click, it just lets them know how many people are going to be there. But we'd love to see you there in person. If you're going to come in person, I'd plan to get there, just like leave work and come there 5:15, 5:30. It's real easy. Get off at the Wesley exit, take your first right. When you come off the Wesley exit, go east. Or right if you're coming northbound, opposite if you're going southbound, but go east.
See, you got to say right for people like me who don't know east from west, from north, from south.
If you're going north on 65,
yes,
then you're going to go right.
Okay.
If you're coming south on 65, you're going to go left.
That makes sense.
That's going east. And but the first street past the interstate to the east is Grant Street. You turn on that. It's two blocks down on the left. It's very easy to get to. We'd love to see you there in person, but we will be broadcasting from 6 to 8. So the debate from 6 to 7:30 and then a recap show from 7:30 to 8. I would be moderating this with my buddy Peter Albrecht from News 5. They're going to put it on TV as well. So we'd love to see you in person, but if not, there's a lot of ways to catch it on our radio station. Plus, we can we'll feed the audio through our stream at fmtalk1065.com and on our social media platform. So you'll be able to get it there. And by the way, getting a few more questions in this morning. Let's do this today. Let's make it. I probably need to make it by today. We got to put this question list to bed. Mm-hmm. So if you've got questions for the candidates for AL1 on the Republican side, email those. You can text those and email them to Dalton or Sean at fmtalk1065.com. Send them to the text line. Just put debate or debate question in there so we can organize that. And send those in, and we'll get those compiled with all the questions for Thursday night. All right, so that's coming up this week. Plus, of course, we do the drawing for our grand prize in the Go Play Outside sweepstakes. That comes up on Thursday as well. So another busy week here at FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, don't be an uneducated voter. I mean, you might already have someone in mind who you want to vote for in that race, but we hope you join us there on Thursday night at the J.C. Davis Auditorium. But if you can't and you have to listen on FM Talk 106.5, at least you will be able to say that you've heard all of the Republican candidates and their positions on whatever topics may arise during that debate before you go to the polls and place your vote. Be an educated voter, not an uneducated voter.
Right. That's what we're trying to do for you here, and we will the whole way through this cycle leading into the general and in the general election as well. Speaking of which, like I said, Jeff Sessions is going to join us on midday today in that Senate race. 8 in that Senate race on the Republican side, 5 in the House side on the Republican side, and of course it'll be second week of impeachment TV. Mm-hmm. You got a process going on in the House of Representatives, but a lot of people will, I think, fairly admit has a lot of politics of election 2020 for the president coming up. Speaking of which, again, the Democrats shuffled over the weekend. We're going to talk about this more coming up. You know, it was Biden was in the lead. Then Elizabeth Warren was in the lead. Now Buttigieg is in the lead. What happens with Bloomberg? Well, we'll break some of that down and talk with you about it when we come back. Phone number, text line 343-0106. And once again, thanks from the text line. Early heads up on traffic issue. Concrete truck rolled over in a ditch on Highway 181 in Daphne between County Road 64 and County Road 104 by the Oldfield subdivision. More traffic info coming up in just 5 minutes.